you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very delightful guest joining my show. Her name is Melissa Altman, and she is a registered nurse and also a certified holistic health coach. And we are going to welcome her to the show right now and find out all the wonderful things she's doing for the folks of Charleston, South Carolina, and also the world, because she offers all her services virtually on the interweb. So, of course, if you're not in Charleston and you're in California or really any place, Melissa Altman will be able to give you a helping hand. So let's welcome her to the show. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
You're very welcome. So Melissa, could you tell us a little bit about your business and sort of what things you help folks with?
Well, I help people make lifestyle changes that make them healthier, stronger, right, more vitality in their lives. A lot of clients come to me, they are feeling worn out, they're tired, they're not sure why, and they follow their doctor's instructions and they're just not working. And so what I focus on is helping people to make lifestyle changes that make them feel better, a lot of times get them off a lot of their prescription medications, which sometimes is the cause of why they're feeling so poorly, and help them to develop nutrition plans that support just feeling better, overall sense of well-being.
And now, Melissa, you have a very interesting, unique perspective on this, I feel, because you're a registered nurse, so you must have come from some kind of traditional medical background, I'm assuming.
Yes.
So you kind of, do you see people kind of getting run down with just the conventional Western way of doing medicine, as far as, pharmaceuticals are very, given out very sparingly here?
In my practice, I've been a nurse for 26 years,
wow,
and I've seen them given out much too generously. And in my 26 years as a registered nurse, I've never seen a prescription medication heal a chronic illness. But I have seen lots of healing taking place in people who want to make lifestyle changes,
right,
who want to be better, who want to supplement their diets with deficiencies that they have in their nutritional habits, because we all, can't get everything that we eat in our food always.
Right.
And so we need someone to help us make recommendations on what we do, for example, if we don't get enough vitamin B, maybe if we don't eat enough vitamin C, then what do we do for that? What do we do if we have heartburn periodically? What can we do instead of reaching for those digestive medications, which is the number one abused medication in our country today, digestive medications?
Wow.
And from a long-term perspective, they make our digestive problems much worse. And so what we can do is to help take little issues like this that are big issues for people and help break them down into lifestyle changes that make them go away.
Wow, that's incredible that you actually said that. I don't want to bring up any brands by name, but I certainly just literally maybe a half hour ago took digestive medication for heartburn. So the fact that it's the most abused drug, yeah, I buy that.
Well, the other thing that I think is so important is you can only take someone as deep as you're willing to go yourself.
Right.
And since 2011, my medicine cabinet has been empty.
Wow.
And so I realize very, very on a very personal level, what the commitment that it takes to, avoid medications when possible. But you have to be educated to do that. And so what I try to do with my clients is educate them so that if they do need to go for a doctor visit, then they have the right questions to ask to know, is this medication going to do me more harm than good? And is it necessary? And if it is, then how can we help you recover from having to have taken that medication as quickly as possible?
And your patients must also appreciate the fact that you kind of practice what you preach, which I would imagine is very respected. I mean, you have no medicine in your medicine cabinet, so clearly you're taking this approach and you're running with it.
I feel like it's an ethical issue, and I try,
yeah,
to run an ethical practice, and I don't want to make recommendations to someone that I'm not willing to follow myself.
Right.
I do follow the recommendations. I do cleanses, 2 to 3 times a year, purifications programs for myself, and so I can lead people through these types of changes with confidence that I know how difficult it is, but I also know how much it's worth it. And you know, I'm 54 years old. I can run. I can bike. I can run after my grandchildren with enthusiasm and not fall into bed at the end of the night.
Wow.
And I know a lot of people that can't do that. You know, obesity affects 2/3 of our country's adults. It affects half of our children. And so, you know, when we focus on being healthy, being strong, eating a nutritious diet, and filling in the gaps where we need to, then we can live a medication-free life, and we can have our health span equal our lifespan.
Now, Melissa, we talked a little bit about nutrition, but quickly, because we don't have much time left, but I was curious if you could just kind of touch on how important is, like, a really good night's sleep to our health?
Well, if you don't sleep, you're not going to have the energy to face the rest of your day.
Right.
The other thing is, without enough sleep, then we are putting additional stress on our bodies. A lot of people have adrenal fatigue because of that. So our adrenal glands are the glands that support the stressors in our bodies. So I recommend everybody get at least sleep really as soundly as they can between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. when our body's natural circadian rhythms are working at its very best to help us heal and restore our bodies. So sleep and rest are of vital importance and one of the best steps you can take to have more energy.
Now, Melissa, how can people find out a little bit more about you and your business? Do you have a website or any sort of social media presence?
I don't have a website. I do have a social media presence on Facebook. It's Melissa Altman, RN-health coach. So I do have a space there on social media. And I also have a phone number that I'm happy for people to call me anytime. I have an email address.
Sure.
My email address is Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A dot A-L-T-M-A-N 63@gmail.com. And my phone number is 843-478-4660. And, my Facebook page is Melissa Altman RN-health coach. And I don't have a website because I don't need one.
Wonderful. Well, there you have it. Straight from the horse's mouth, Melissa Altman, thank you so much for coming on and really delving deep into all things nutrition and sleep and just how to live a better, healthier life without the use of pharmaceutical drugs, which I think is a fantastic thing. Out of Charleston, South Carolina, Melissa, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. Wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.